From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The father of modern Singapore has died, Lee Kuan Yew, who led the country and was architect of its rise to global economic prominence, has died at the age of 91. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia, later placed on life support. The office of Singapore's prime minister said Mr. Lee, who is the father of the current prime minister, ruled the island nation from 1959 to 1990 and passed away peacefully early today. Mourners took to the streets the minute that the news broke. And this is Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe praising Mr. Lee's leadership in offering his condolences. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop offered this.
Lee Kuan Yew was a towering figure in Singaporean political and social life. He was a giant in the region and an incredible statesman. He'll be sorely missed. He made a profound impact on the development of Singapore from a very poor developing country to the bustling, dynamic economy that it is today.
The government has declared a state of mourning for Singapore until Mr. Lee's funeral next Sunday. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, has urged all rival parties in Yemen to return to UN-mediated peace talks after Shiite Houthi rebels seized the central city of Taiz. Power issued the statement following an emergency UN Security Council meeting discussing the situation in the Gulf country. She said the Houthis' actions have consistently undermined Yemen's transition and that the council reaffirmed its support for elected President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi. Iranian allied Houthis seized the capital in September and have battled Sunnis as they try to expand. This is VOA News. Despite fierce fighting around Libya's capital Tripoli, UN-led peace talks in Morocco are being extended 2 more days. Western leaders say the talks are the only way to end the chaos in Libya, where two rival governments and armed factions are battling for control. Korean activists are postponing for a few days a planned launch of balloons into North Korea carrying DVDs of the movie The Interview. Pyongyang threatened to shoot down the balloons and advised South Koreans living near the border to evacuate for their own safety. Last year, the U.S. accused North Korea of a cyber attack on a U.S.-led movie studio to prevent the release of The Interview and, in response, imposed new sanctions on the Kim Jong-un government. The film, which is a comedy, depicts a rather ridiculous fictional CIA plot to kill Mr. Kim by hiring filmmakers. Pyongyang denied any involvement in the attack and called the movie an act of war. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah are visiting Washington beginning today and are expected to urge the Obama administration to allow some flexibility in the pace of U.S. troop withdrawals. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Mr. Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah will meet Monday with Defense Secretary Ashton Carter at the Pentagon. Later, they will hold talks with 3 U.S. cabinet secretaries and other national security officials. Tuesday, the Afghan leaders meet with President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden and visit Arlington National Cemetery, where many U.S.-Afghan veterans are buried. Wednesday, Mr. Ghani will address a joint meeting of Congress. Thursday, the Afghan leaders head to New York and meetings with UN officials. Before leaving Kabul, the Afghan leader said he's aware of the sensitivity in the U.S. of slowing the pace of the withdrawal of U.S. troops, currently at 9,800, after more than 13 years of conflict. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
NATO's military commander says the West needs to consider sending defensive weapons to Ukraine to help it counter Russia's continued involvement, supporting pro-Moscow separatists fighting Kiev's forces. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove spoke Sunday to a Brussels conference.
We, I think, in the West should consider all of our tools in reply. Could it be destabilizing? The answer is yes. Also, inaction could be destabilizing.
In recent weeks, 2 of Germany's top diplomats have warned against providing lethal weapons to Ukraine without first considering the possibility of a massive Russian military response against Kiev's overmatched armed forces. France's conservative UMP party, led by former President Nicolas Sarkozy, placed first in Sunday's elections. The current president, François Hollande's Socialist Party, did not expect to win, but had urged French citizens to come out and vote against Marine Le Pen's far-right National Front, known as the FN party. Initial projections gave UMP 31% of the vote, with FN receiving 24, the Socialists 19. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.